Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Somebody I used to know, somebody we still know, and believe it or not, guys, the last time Tim Tebow played in the NFL, this was the number one song in the country.
You guys are rude. So mean already, just to kick the day off.
It's going
to
be like this today.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, you can absolutely feel it. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And yeah,
just
like,
it can't be happy for somebody.
It is.
You guys just start the Tuesday off. Just can't be happy for Tim.
Well, who's not happy?
Just your tone and your voice already says it.
I was just saying it was the number one song. It's been that long since he's played in the NFL.
Proceed.
He was playing baseball. He was, you know, doing like Michael Jordan did. The same thing as Jordan. Decided to step away from football and, or, you know, for Jordan it was basketball, play some baseball, give it a shot, didn't. Time to get back into football.
Right? I like, say everything with a straight face.
No, it's what's going on. And you go with somebody familiar. As the story goes, for those who don't know the entire story, is Tim Tebow is expected, according to reports, to sign a one-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars and his former coach, Urban Meyer, as a tight end, which is a position he's never played before. But when you're Tim Tebow, you could pretty much do anything. And so why don't we believe in this happening?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I know you guys are heartily against it. You guys can speak for yourself as Key staring at the roof, trying to wonder what words he's going to say.
He's looking at everything other
but
than
like, that. I see this occur every single day in business. This is called nepotism. This is fine.
Really?
This is what happens. Guys bring on people that are familiar with their methodology all the time to different rosters. It's Tim Tebow. It's a polarizing name. He hasn't played football in 10 years. Urban's going to tell you, well, he's going to be good for our culture. He understands who I am, what
it's
I want from my players.
It's 6 years.
Close to a decade, whatever you want to say. Yeah, baseball, it comes from baseball. Mm-hmm. I personally don't care. I'm happy for Tim Tebow. It's going to bring a lot of added on attention to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer seems to not care as well, obviously, even with the strength and conditioning coach. He made that decision, changed it.
Mm-hmm.
This is who Urban Meyer is. This is who they signed. This is who you get. Somebody's going to do it his way. Doesn't care what the media or what the fans have to say.
Let's call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Key, your thoughts.
Well, I'm very subdued here in the moment. I think, look, it's laughable.
Okay? Laughable.
It's laughable. Let's be honest with ourselves, man. It's both to me. It's a problem on both sides. To me, here's the problem, starting with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're trying to rebuild something from the ground, or build something from the ground up. You're young. I think the average year of the players that are on that team are about 4 years. So there's a lot of guys
experience.
That are 2 years mm-hmm. of experience or less. So you're going to bring a veteran guy in who hadn't played in 6 years. And when he played, he didn't really play. And I understand the relationship that you have with a coach. All coaches tend to bring in, like Jay said, people that kind of understand their program. And you know, but not 6 years after they retired. Stop it. Call it what it is. This wouldn't happen to nobody else except Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow, which is okay if that's what Urban Meyer wants to do with his program, if that's what you want to do. But Urban Meyer also must understand that those people that are inside that locker room, those players,
mm-hmm.
they sitting there going, what the hell are you doing? Even though it hasn't officially happened yet, they're saying to themselves, what are you doing? Like, what the hell are you doing? You're giving a dude an opportunity when there's other guys that are on the streets that actually can play professional football at a high level. That can play professional football at a high level. You're now taking a roster spot away from guys that have worked their ass off over the last however many years that it may have gotten cut, but can actually play the position.
But Key, that's welcome to America.
No, I get it.
That's the American culture. Every day people are way more qualified.
I understand that, Jay. Doesn't make it right. We're talking about football. We're not talking about Wall Street.
But why are we not talking about football like it's Wall Street? It's still big business. It's still about who you know.
But
get your foot in the door.
But we are talking about a guy that essentially was retired from playing football, hadn't played 6 years, and when he played in the NFL, it wasn't good.
Well, I understand.
He was not good.
What are we doing right now, though? We're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Then on top
media
of that,
stunt.
On the flip side of things, well, the media, it's not, I mean, I don't
know. When else are we talking about Jacksonville?
I don't know how much that's going to carry. Then on the flip side of things, Tim Tebow, man, go sit your ass down somewhere. Like, seriously. No, I'm being honest with you. You've lived the dream already. You've already played professional baseball. You played professional football. You've already beat the odds. You've done wonders in your career. You've been in television. You've done now go sit down, man. You're now getting ready to take a spot from a 21-year-old, 20-year-old that has worked to try to get to this spot that now does not get this opportunity.
Let me go here.
Dude, 33 years old.
It's not Tim Tebow's fault that Urban wants
to
actually give him a chance.
We're not talking about – no.
Don't put that on Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's just like, look, obviously Tim Tebow
– go sit down somewhere,
man. Nah, man. I ain't doing that.
Go sit down.
I'm not doing that.
Go sit down. Go sit down, Jay.
If you want to hire me, that's on you.
Go sit down.
It's not on me.
You taking a spot away from somebody to actually play.
We're
not talking about Alex Smith, who was injured, who had spent 2 years and came back. We're not talking about Garrison Hurst. We're not talking about catastrophic injury. Okay, why don't Quinn Snyder call you, your old assistant coach from Duke, you go play for Utah right now?
Well, I've been out for 20 years.
You still been out, Jay?
Hey, if Quinn Snyder was like, "Hey, Jay, look, we need you on the roster,"
it would really be more like if Quinn Snyder called them up and brought him in and said, "You know, we need a big man." This is.
I mean, look, I was a big man in high school. Right. I was power forward, just to let you know.
You were a big man on campus,
yeah,
too.
Big man,
too,
man
by
my
the
heart.
Way. But look, I'm with Jay, though. But Key, I'm with Jay.
You can be with Jay.
I'm
going to explain why I'm with Jay, though.
21-year-old, stop.
You play as long as you can,
yes,
until somebody says you can't.
Yes.
If you want to play.
He can't play.
But that's your opinion.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a problem with Tim Tebow coming back
and
playing.
You just said it's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's not Urban Meyer's opinion, apparently.
Man, Urban
and that's the only opinion that matters right now.
Urban Meyer bringing somebody in that played for him 2 years ago. Bring in Cordell Stewart. Okay, fine. Bring in Braxton Miller. Okay, fine. You're bringing in a dude from 6 years ago that was on the couch, man. I mean, Cordell Jones, I'm sorry. Come on, man, just stop, man.
He wants to be an athlete.
Alan.
He wants to stay an athlete.
Stop, man.
He has the means to do it. You know, look, there's a part of this.
Cordell Stewart, He might try to bring Cordell Stewart.
well, that's also the other thing. Is he really going to be a tight end? I mean, really, what is he going to play?
Y'all crazy, man.
Listen to Austin Lane. He's a former NFL defensive end, host of Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690 AM. He was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, and he talked about what Tebow's potential role would be.
I don't think Tim Tebow is going to be the next Travis Kelce. I really don't. If that's the case, then maybe I should turn in my ESPN credential right now. I just don't see that happening. But I can see the gadget stuff. I can see defensive coordinators saying, okay, well, Jacksonville's running this stuff. We've got to stop Tim Tebow here and here. I think it's just going to be another wrinkle of this Jaguars offense.
I mean, again, that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Bring him in. You see something there, it's easy to cut him.
Yeah. Let him be a wrinkle slash team chaplain.
Yeah.
Why not?
You mentioned easy to cut him. Do you really think that Urban Meyer is bringing in his son to cut him to embarrass him? Do you really honestly think that? I'm betting that he make the team. I'm betting that he makes the team.
You bet he makes
what role? As a tight end?
Whatever they decide to do, because he's not going to bring him in and cut him. Why would he bring him in?
Well, then, like I said, if he's not a tight end, and they have five of them on the roster, there could be that slash role that they've always tried, wildcat, that they tried to use.
I know this every single day, man. We see it in NBA. There's always somebody towards the end of the roster that has the right relationship with the coach.
I quit, man.
That happens every single day in business, Keith.
We're not talking about business, Jay.
What are we talking about?
Professional sport.
That's business, Keith.
6 years of or 6 years of retirement from getting hit upside your head.
I agree.
Now, all of a sudden, you're telling me he can come and be one of the top 53 guys? Like, come on, man, stop.
Anderson Varejao re-signed with the Cavs. He hadn't played there in 5 years.
I've never seen it.
But we don't make a big deal about Anderson Varejao because it's Anderson Varejao. Tim Tebow is a polarizing personality that has been very popular and famous.
Whatever.
And because of this, it's a bigger deal.
I have a question. You say you're very, very pro players. Been a lot of guys that have been retired. You're like, hey, you never tell a guy until it's over, it's over.
Man, it's over. The dude retired.
But we're saying, why is that applicable to everybody else but Tim Tebow? Tim Tebow lights a rod in your
face.
It lights you
years,
up.
Jay.
Your face gets so angry whenever we bring Tim Tebow to the table. And we're yelling at each other at 6:08 in the morning.
If you told me that a player can come off the streets after 6 years and get a roster spot on the team, then I just can't, man. I'm not going to communicate with you. I'm not even arguing. I'm done talking about it. 6 years.
All right.
Like, stop, man.
Well, listen,
y'all
by the way.
Y'all going to sell that to one of these sponsors. So
Tim Tebow,
to me.
The Zordy, of course, because Vegas jumps all over this stuff, over-unders, which we're going to do at 6:45. But we want to know 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. What other comebacks?
Stop.
Just shouldn't have happened. There's all kinds of them in the world of sports and in the world in general. So we will certainly discuss. But from one slasher to another, a record-breaking night in the NBA. We'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2 on your TV.
Six.
We put so much into the game to be able to just be mentioned with guys like Oscar and Magic and Jason Kidd.
No, I mean, it's great for him. Can't take anything away from him. Guys, he's a winner. He's a winner.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Westbrook searching for triple-double number 182, the record breaker.
Every night I'll try to do things that people said it can't be done.
History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson.
Something that I never would have dreamt about as a young kid growing up in L.A. Normally I don't like to pat myself on the back, but tonight I will.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio. That conversation went through the entire break.
The whole break.
The entire break.
Because y'all sit up trying to convince me.
I'm not convincing you. I just
can't stop, man.
Nobody is trying to convince you that you're wrong about the fact that none of us look at this and think Tim Tebow with Jacksonville, yeah, that's going to work. None of us. At tight end that he's never played, yeah, that's going to work. I saw him with the Jets. Mark Sanchez threw him one pass. It hit him in the side of the head. So, yeah, we are all aware of his ability or lack thereof to catch the football. We haven't seen it. But it's not about that. I think what Jay and I are both trying to explain is that the anger is being directed towards the wrong side.
And I don't understand that.
I'm telling you right now, if I never got her, I would play forever if I never got her. Play. You want me to play where? Give me this map dot country somewhere that'll pay professional basketball. I will go.
Yes.
Because I want to play forever if I can. Peter Pan, baby.
And you should continue to play as long as you continue to play. But when you stop 6 years later,
and a coach comes and says, "Hey, we want you to come play,"
you know what it is, Alan? There's a tonality with Tim Tebow, because he is polarizing, that he gets the opportunity that other people do not get.
That I see.
Right,
yeah, and I'm not denying that, that either.
That infuriates people. But like I said before, welcome to America. That's exactly what happens every single day in business. Somebody's kid or somebody's nephew, right, or somebody's cousin gets an opportunity because they knew the person and they had a relationship. They weren't as qualified, and there are other people out there way more qualified. Mm-hmm. Happens every day. So let's keep that same energy for every time it happens.
It does happen every single day in all industries. We get it, Jay. But we ain't talking about all industries, man. I'm talking about football. Mm-hmm. I sound like AI right there.
we talking about practice? football?
Seriously, though, I'm talking about a sport, a grueling sport where you're getting hit upside your head. 6 years removed from the sport, not because of injury, because you can't play. And my whole thing is, yes, Urban Meyer gives him an opportunity. He should take the opportunity given to him. But also, you do understand that there's other young men,
mm-hmm,
that are young, mm-hmm, extremely young, that are not getting the opportunity to actually play the position.
As I
told you during the break, Alan, it's like one of these old coaches calling me, Bill Belichick. They know if I was in shape, and I know if I was in shape. I can go in the slot right now, block the linebackers, run 6 yard dink and dunk option routes, catch the ball, gain 10 yards. But they say to me, "You know, we like you, Key. You hadn't played in a long time. But we want you to come play safety for us because we like your size. We think you can really do it." Meanwhile, Buda Baker is out there who actually played the position and did it well, and he can't get a job. And he can't play because I took his spot, even though I know I can't play the position. That's all I'm saying.
What you're talking about is more an awareness. But you're talking about more an awareness. Like, for Tebow to have that awareness of, it's time. Like, I'm done.
Like, seriously?
Thank you, but I'm done. Right. You're
Nobody
talking about that.
Nobody want to see that.
Let's remember who we're dealing with here. Now, I know SEC Network, I've never met him before. I've never interviewed him, so I don't know him personally. But I do know about him. And what I know is that he had a choice at one time when he was getting traded to go to Jacksonville, home, mm-hmm, or the Jets, New York. The Jets had a young quarterback. They didn't really need him. And we'll talk to Mike Tannenbaum about this.
Uh-oh.
And he chose New York.
Another bad decision. Mm-hmm.
Now, why did he choose New York instead of going home to Jacksonville, where he could have gone back and been that guy that everybody loves and known? He wanted the New York media attention.
Exactly.
Shirt off, raining, running in the rain.
Exactly.
So let's understand who we're dealing with here. He is a lot of things, but humility is not one of those things that he has at the top of his list.
I don't know him. I've met him many times. I don't know him. I've never had more than a 15-minute conversation with him, if it lasted that long. And I understand what you're saying. So that awareness should be there. No. And I understand what you're saying, the attention of this and of that.
He craves that as much as he craves being an athlete. My whole point is, I've spent time with Tim.
Mm-hmm. I talked to Tim. Look, do I think he should be on the roster? I think it would be time for Tim to retire, in my opinion. But I want to see Tim win. I mean, I want to see everybody win. And sometimes it says, doesn't matter how you get your foot in the door, you get your foot in the door. I understand exactly what Key is saying, but that is exactly how Tim Tebow is.
Let me ask you this, man.
Gets the attention.
Yeah.
Going back home to Jacksonville.
Yeah, the camera loves
him. Gets the attention.
Mm-hmm.
He stays relevant.
I get it.
My hands are up.
All right, we were going to talk about Russell.
I'm not going to hate on Tim.
We were going to talk about Russell Westbrook here. We'll get to Russ in a little bit.
Okay.
I want to get some calls on. Let's get some calls on this because we've had a lot to say about it. Let's hear what the people are saying. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Ryan in Oregon first. Ryan, early in the morning.
Hey, I'm so blessed to have you guys. Key, I love you, even though I'm a duck.
Duck quack.
I'm telling you. Yeah, there you go. Tim Tebow could be a flash player. You know, he can throw the ball. And if he's playing tight end,
man.
You know, he can throw the ball somewhere else. He'll be great for, the new quarterback coming in.
Thanks, Ryan. I don't know. I don't think he's ever going to be tight end. If he does make the team, it'll be for something else.
So question. Coaches bring in locker room guys all the time, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Locker room guys.
Absolutely.
Guys that somebody can go and talk to.
Has he been that kind of guy, though, in his career? Has he been a guy that once he comes in the room,
doesn't mean he can't be that right now. at 33 years old doesn't mean he can't be a locker room guy.
What do you define what a locker room guy is?
A guy that that keeps the culture upbeat and positive. Somebody that people can go to and talk to about some of the frustrations that they
positive
have.
Positive influence,
going on.
A yes. good example. Hard
working,
setter.
Gets there early, stays late. All those things that mm-hmm. coaches love to enhance the culture of an organization.
Okay. If you think in an NFL locker room that 52 other guys.
I'm not saying 52 other guys.
Okay, so then you don't need to bring him in. See, okay, so Jay, this is one of the major problems.
You didn't have any locker room guys?
You're taking a roster spot away from someone else. You're taking a roster spot. If you wanted to bring him to be a locker room guy or some sort of assistant coach to the assistant coach, fine. Mm-hmm. Do that. But you're taking a roster spot away from another guy who can actually play. Could actually play the position.
I wonder if with the response that this is getting, and already you're seeing a lot of heated responses to this, if Tim sees all this, which you know he'll be aware of, and maybe has that, you know.
And maybe they play it also.
Consideration. Or maybe, yeah, this is a way to distract attention.
Can I say something real quick? We're going to break. Yeah. There are a lot of people in professional sports that should not be in professional sports that get contracts. Just stating that. Just saying that.
That is fair.
Not at the 6 years.
Well, let's talk to the GM, who is actually part of Tim Tebow's last NFL game. We'll do that after Jay has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. You see, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Who would have thought that we'd be discussing Tim Tebow in the NFL over 3,000 days since he last played in an NFL game?
There are guys on this roster that have played the position for five or more years in this league.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There's the question.
Here it goes again.
Why Tim?
I think I said
that. Here it goes again. Here it goes.
Why now?
I don't want to keep going on.
No, go ahead. Go there.
Please. We're not talking about Rob Gronkowski. We're not talking about being coached. Or if Tony Gonzalez came back and said, I want to play again, like, okay, cool.
If they signed him to be the backup quarterback,
no!
You'd still say no. Okay, so it has so it's not even the position that makes you crazy. It's just all of it.
I just hate that. I just hate this.
Tim,
all the
time.
He's taking food out of the mouths of people who are 21-year-olds who are hungry and who are
kids.
Going for it. I mean, we argued about it the whole break. It's like, all right, well, where was the hate for Michael Jordan when he went to go play baseball?
Oh.
He's taking the food out of young kids' mouths who are hungry, who came up from the Triple A's and wanted to play baseball. Get him out of here. He shouldn't be playing.
That really chaps.
He really chaps my ass.
But he also bought a tour bus. He also
it's a stunt.
Fed them many times.
He also packed
and Michael Jordan.
That's
a marketing stunt. And the fact that you just said
I'm not. Don't try to turn this into
I'm
that.
I'm not turning
don't
into
twist
anything.
It. The fact that you say Michael Jordan and Tim Tebow together, they're comparing the
that's
two.
That's not what I said. Didn't even let me finish.
Okay, because I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Okay, go ahead.
The fact that you said Michael Jordan is taking food out of young kids' mouths. At the time, Michael Jordan was young still. He was young enough to play baseball. He wasn't old, dusty. In baseball,
what?
In the minor leagues in baseball, as you know, Alan, have covered it. There's dudes in minor league baseball at 40 years old, man. Them dudes stay there.
Bull Durham. Yeah, there are guys. You
know, I mean, that doesn't. That's not the same.
It's a marketing stunt, though, Keith.
Let's get, first of all.
You know what this is.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin.
And Mike Tannenbaum is the main dude corporate behind all this.
Oh, I want to know what he has to say.
Let's bring in Mike T. right now on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN NFL front office insider. And, Mike, good morning. Somehow this is all your fault.
Well, you know, I do have a specialty of acquiring and trading former first-round picks, so quarterbacks, receivers, I feel like that's my expertise.
Mike, what do you make of this potential move by the Jacksonville Jaguars? 6 years removed from playing professional football, have never played this particular position that's being reported that he's going to try out for.
Yeah, Key, I don't like it. I just don't see the upside in this move. He's 34 years old. He would be a backup. I just don't know of 34-year-old players that can come in and be a backup and play special teams. And you're taking away a roster spot from hopefully a young developmental player that could grow with a young nucleus, obviously led by Trevor Lawrence. And to me, this is probably through the lens of Urban Meyer saying, you know, a decade and a half ago, Tim Tebow was the most competitive guy that I've ever been around, and he could help set the culture. If I was in that building, what I would be pushing back saying, Coach, that may be true. But in the NFL, Key, as you well know, players need to be led by players they believe can take them to where they want to go. And as a backup tight end, I just don't think Tim Tebow would have that same credibility as he once did when he was the starting quarterback at Florida.
Mike, how much of this is due to the polarization of just the name Tim Tebow? Because people are either really, really angry about it, Mike, or people are just like, okay, fine. Like, we get it. It's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Jay Will, it's a fascinating discussion. One of the most interesting experiences in my life was when we acquired Tim at the Jets. And everyone has a strong opinion about Tim. Some love him, revere him. Others just don't like him at all. And, you know, we had Brett Favre at the Jets. And at the time, I thought, like, wow, like, Brett Favre in New York, you know, what could be bigger than that? And I was really surprised, to be candid. Tim Tebow brought a lot more eyeballs and attention to our franchise, which was not our intention, ironically. We brought him in to replace someone named Brad Smith, who was a really good player, very versatile. He was a former college quarterback that was a really good player for us that we lost in free agency. You know, Rex Ryan, you know, wanted a quarterback that could make plays with his feet. We thought there could be a package for him. But, you know, Jay Will, to your point, he just brings a lot of attention.
Let me just – I want to jump in on that Jet thing that you brought up, why you brought him in to New York, Mike. And that makes more sense in that role. Right now, they're talking tight end for him. If he does, Keyshawn is adamant. He believes he's definitely making the roster because he doesn't think Urban Meyer is going to bring him in to embarrass him by cutting him. So, Mike, if you're just looking at it, again, we're all looking at it from the aerial view. In the end, week one, is he really going to be a tight end? Or do you see them using him the way, again, you guys used him and other teams wanted to use him, more wildcat kind of slash player?
Yeah, Key, I just don't see how he makes the team. You know, Urban, and he's a really good coach. He's been historically great in college, but I just don't know. He has to earn a spot, and if he's just, you know, given a spot, that's going to cause a big problem because players want to have a chance to win. And again, to me, just putting on my lens of a general manager and roster construction, if you're not a starter in the NFL with only 46 players dressing, you have to play special teams. So, you know, my question is Tim Tebow at 34 years old going to cover punts, cover kicks? That remains to be seen. Now, if he doesn't earn it, that's a totally different discussion. But I don't think you could sign him and say, hey, he definitely has a spot on this team.
So why even sign him at all, Mike? What, everything that you just said, as a general manager who has run two franchises and has been a part of, I believe, five, why even bring him? Because what qualities is he bringing to the table? Because when he was in the National Football League, he couldn't play dead in a cowboy movie. So 6 years later, what makes you think that he's bringing anything to the table now at all?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I agree with you. I wouldn't sign. With that said, we got to be fair here. He did win a playoff game. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers as a quarterback. Well, I mean, there's not a lot of people on the player that can say they won a playoff game as a quarterback, so we have to give him credit. But with that said, what I would do is say, hey, Tim, come on in, be an advisor, be a mentor. There's so many great things about Tim from a competitive standpoint. You know, he was an all-time great. I just wouldn't put him on the active roster because, again, I think if I'm Urban Meyer, I'm trying to establish my own credibility. I want to put the best players on the field that give me the best chance to win. And I think what he's doing is he's looking it through the lens of what he did at Florida. But that was a million years ago. And candidly, there's going to be a lot of players that are going to look at him and say, hey, like, what are we doing here? Like, this is not going to give us the best chance to win. I did think Paul Feinbaum made a really interesting comment. You know, to the extent it takes some of the pressure off of Trevor Lawrence, I agree from it from this standpoint, at least initially. When you're transitioning from college to the pros, just the lens and the scrutiny you're under takes, you know, and Key, you went through it in New York. Like, there's just another level of scrutiny that you don't know until you get there. And I do think it will defray some of that, at least temporarily, because, you know, Tim is going to be, good or bad, you know, covered incredibly closely.
Mike, hear me out on this and tell me if you agree or disagree. Here's why the Tim Tebow thing doesn't bother me. I see a lot of guys, a lot of athletes who have done horrible things who continue to get chances, right? And I'll just give you an example. Like, you got a chance with Dallas Cowboys, like Alden Smith, right? Alden Smith's done a lot of different things off the field, but gets a chance. So I see a guy like Tim Tebow. Can he play the tight end position? Probably not. Is he deserving to play? Probably not. But I'm okay with Tim Tebow getting a chance. What has Tim Tebow done that's been that wrong? Like, so is that okay frame of mind to have thinking about it instead of just being like, he doesn't belong in the league, get him out of here, just let him retire?
Every general manager in every professional sport, NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL, has one mathematical formula in their office. Production equals tolerance. Alden Smith was going to be tolerated to the extent that he could still rush the passer. And I think fundamentally the challenge here is this. Like, I understand what you're saying, that everyone deserves a chance to contribute. But how, from a pure football standpoint, at 34 years old, changing positions to tight end, can Tim Tebow in a meaningful way impact this team? You know, we're talking about a new era of tight ends. We're talking about guys like Kyle Pitts. That's a different stratosphere from what Tim Tebow can do at 34 years old. And to me, that's the fundamental difference here.
So, Mike, somebody that loves this story more than anyone is Brian Gutekunst, wouldn't you say? Because now all of a sudden that whole saga going on in Green Bay is now not the topic of conversation. But he did say something interesting yesterday that caught everybody's attention, of course. And I wanted to get your take on it as something whether or not you should put that out in the world or was there a reason for it. And that is that he feels like Jordan Love has a long way to go. But, of course, he said we're ecstatic for his development. They think the world of him and all that stuff. But still, to say he's got a long way to go while you're in the midst of Aaron Rodgers deciding he doesn't want to be there anymore, what do you make of that? And would you have said that publicly?
Well, one, it's true, right? All these rookie quarterbacks from a year ago have a long way to go. I mean, what Justin Herbert did was even more remarkable when you think about the context of no offseason program, no preseason game. So if you're Jordan Love and you're coming from Utah State, you probably got very little reps because Aaron Rodgers took all those. And remember, he was the third string for most of the year, not even the backup. So I think it's just Brian Gutekunst being very honest and candid. And when you speak, sometimes you're speaking to your fan base, sometimes you're speaking to your locker room, and you have to be measured with your comments. I think if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, they'll bring in somebody else. It could be maybe a Nick Foles type, a Gardner Minshew, somebody that could compete with Jordan Love. Because, again, it's your locker room that's going to hold you accountable from a standpoint of, if you just give Jordan Love the job because he was a first-round pick and he's not good enough, your players are going to see that quicker than anybody, and they're going to lose trust and confidence in your plan. If you move on from Aaron Rodgers and you have Drew Lock, let's say, to, you know, you trade him to Denver, you have three first-round picks, and now Drew Lock and Jordan Love are competing, that's a different story.
Mike, the NFL schedule will be released tomorrow night, and with this Aaron Rodgers thing kind of hovering around, how will that play, if at all, in what they do with the scheduling?
Yeah, Key, that is such a fascinating dynamic to me because, you know, how in good conscience can you put this team on national TV in marquee games three or four times, and then, you know, they're running out there with, you know, Drew Lock? You know, that's, to me, you have to be a little bit more conservative because you just don't know. And while we all love the NFL for that reason, to me, I think you have to be a little bit more conservative, because I think the four of us, if we're just sitting around having a conversation in a month or so, I think we would all expect him not to be on the Packers.
Mike, great stuff. We
appreciate
it. Wait,
hold on, though, Mike.
More?
Hurry up and get back in, because I know you love me and I want to play outside linebacker one day. So just hurry up and get back in it as a general manager.
Hey, Key, I said this last week. If you come back and play, you're going to have to take a pay cut for what you're making as a broadcast. I just don't know if you want to do that.
Tell him, Mike.
Not yet, but keep talking.
Mike, thanks again.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, that's Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL Front Office Insider.
It's good stuff.
On the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
Because we're going so hard in on Tim Tebow.
We really, I mean, this has become that story.
Oh, over,
like,
under.
Like I said, Brian Gutekunst and all them at Green Bay are like, thank God for this.
You over here, though, Jay. You like, oh, man, stop.
Oh, you
so
know
we'll do
it
some
is.
Over-unders.
We're not going hard.
And Evan's going to take it over. Go ahead, Ev.
All right, over-under, guys. Tim Tebow's NFL rank in jersey sales, 9.5. Will he be in the top 10 among jersey sales if he signs with the Jaguars?
No. Yes. So under 9 would be top 10?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So under.
I would say under.
Yeah, I think
under.
Top 10.
I would say under. There's
he doesn't want to answer.
There's
this
a devotion to Tim Tebow. Yeah. Obviously, we're feeling it with even our conversation.
And in Jacksonville, he's, I mean,
he's
think
huge.
About every fan's going to buy
in
one.
In the top 10?
10 jersey sales in the league.
If he makes the team?
Yes.
Well, you just said he's going to.
Well,
I'll tell you what,
if he plays
in the preseason,
he makes the team,
they'll sell
right?
that jersey. They will sell that jersey in preseason.
I'll say over.
So he's not going to be in the top 10?
No.
Okay.
No, they because the league, first of all, they're not going to print up all them jerseys and then they don't sell.
I bet
that
you Fanatics
will,
though.
They will sell.
My boy Mike Rubin over at Fanatics mm-hmm. will. Trust me, there will be some marketing stunt
they will
around this. I know Mike is thinking about it right now.
Go ahead, Ev.
Well,
I'm
now as a tight end
man.
With the new
I'm
NFL rules, he can still wear number 15.
That's right. Where's number?
Oh, this
number,
is going to be great.
Number of receptions, 2.5 over under.
Jeez. 2.5 for the season?
For the season.
Over.
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 Really?
All right. Next one, via DraftKings Sportsbook. Here's this one. Over under 0.5 touchdown receptions. Will he have one touchdown?
Reception? I don't know. But again, in a slash mode where it's a handoff or something or
he'll
a direct snap?
I think he'll get one.
But a catch? Yeah. They'll
a catch.
Find a
I think
they'll find.
He'll get
Trevor Lawrence will get it to him. Here, look at this. Look at it.
Oh. Y'all are so mean, man. Stop showing the video of him getting hit
those listening
with
on
the
radio,
ball in the helmet.
We're reacting to ESPN2 just showing a replay of Mark Sanchez throwing it literally off his off of Tim Tebow's helmet.
Cold-blooded.
Just right off his head.
Cold-blooded.
He ducked. By the way, he ducked. Anyways, go ahead. Look at
I got to read this note. Over 0.5 touchdowns opened at plus 500 and under opened at minus 770. That's an implied probability of 88.5% on those odds that Tebow will not score a touchdown during the season.
Oh, yeah, you got to make the team. Jeez.
All right, total receiving yards. This is also via DraftKings. 12.5 over under receiving yards for
total
the season.
Total receiving yards.
This is so bad.
Over, man.
12.5. You going over?
Over.
Over.
Yeah, you're saying over. Right. So you're just feeling like this is a fait accompli. Like he's going to be part of whatever they do this season. Even at a minimal, like you're talking about minimal.
Yeah, because right now at 6:49 a.m. in the morning, we are ticking off Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he's going to make us
spiteful.
A believer.
He's going to be spiteful.
Oh, man, he's so bad right now.
I see
he's sitting up there drawing up plays right now.
Tim Tebow, make us a believer.
Over.
Well done. Well done by you. See?
Jeez.
All right, number of touchdown passes. Alan, this is for you. Over, under, 1.5.
Touchdown passes.
Remember this.
Yeah. Yeah, the shoes that he throws up in the air. Touchdown passes, 1.5. I'm going to go under.
I go under on that.
Under.
Over again.
Over.
You said they bring it in for the
yeah, but I don't think he's going to throw it, though.
Trick
yeah.
stuff.
That's all why right. I went under, yeah.
And this is before the Tebow signing, guys. The Jaguars win total via Caesars William Hill was set at 6. So over under 6 wins for the Jaguars this season.
In that division.
Under.
Under. I'll go under.
Yeah.
Tim doesn't affect.
Whether under. Tim was there or not, they're just going to win. Exactly. Win four games.
Doesn't affect your win probability. Yeah. Well done. All right. Over under. We'll come back in the fall and see how we did. We'll only need to get to about the end of September to know for sure, right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls on this. Let's go to John in Texas.
Every team prayer, I zoom in.
John.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Jay Will's on the right side of history with this argument. Keyshawn Johnson, it's a marketing ploy. Business is – football is a tremendous business. Tebow will put some fans in the stands.
Tell them, John.
And the reason it's such a hot button for Keyshawn, because he was a failed comeback player. Thank you.
I never made a comeback. John.
Did you come back?
Never. What is John? John
when did you come back?
When did I ever come? I think John must be thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, John.
I've never come back. I've never retired and came back. When I retired,
John
I was done.
John came in with that heat from Texas.
John
tried to come in.
This is the reverse of yesterday.
John came in with some heat that had no gas in it because I wasn't a failed comeback player because I never made a comeback.
Right.
And never tried to make a comeback and never wanted to make a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Tannenbaum get a job. And again, I'm going to beef up and go to outside linebacker.
I mean, maybe outside John linebacker. Confused.
Yeah,
comeback.
Why not?
Who knows? Yeah. Well, let's try another guy in Texas. This is now Ron in Texas. Ron.
Damn, John.
I wonder what part of Texas he was from.
Don't profile him.
I'm just don't asking a question.
Ron?
My goodness.
What's
thank
up,
you
Ron?
For taking my call.
You got it.
You got it, Ron.
I've got a question about the Tim Tebow thing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Urban Meyer wants Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to end up killing them down the road for hiring him. And it's going to end up being a laughing stock. And I've never been a Urban Meyer fan. So I would like for him to lose at this stupidity that he wants to create.
I see what you did there. And you know what?
I like it.
It's like the third now decision that he's made
he's
where
made
you scratch your head.
He's made some questions.
Strength coach, what are you doing? A running back when you already got a young running back that was, you know, one of the top rookies.
Yeah, I mean, he made some questionable decisions. But this decision of Tim Tebow, let's make sure that we put it out there, is not final. And it doesn't mean he's actually going to make the team.
True.
I mean, I think he might make the team just because of the relationship.
Yeah.
But, you know, got to make the team.
It is interesting every time we talk about Urban Meyer, we talk about him running his program. We refer to it as a program. Not a franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the difference of mindsets between a program, college institution, or a franchise.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt.
Hey, coach, what are you doing bringing him in?
But this is definitely something
that
has a lot of people reacting. Oh. So does Market Madness, which we continue next. If I could talk, who are the biggest stars in Chicago? KJZ, ESPN.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.